I'm Phoebe, and you're listening to Northwest Orbit on Space 101.1 FM. Each month on this program, we talk with a different artist from the Pacific Northwest and spotlight their music. This March, we are catching up with the talented indie pop singer-songwriter Golda May.
Joking that I am too scared, I could kill if you leave me here.
In our first episode this month, Golda shared how hearing Radiohead inspired her to be a songwriter. Golda talks now about how she has grown as a songwriter since using Radiohead as a jumping off point.
I think what I did with Radiohead is I just was like, oh, I really love how they did this string arrangement. And so, you know, I'll go and do my own string arrangement. And I don't sit there like A-B-ing my music with theirs. I just sort of try to be inspired with like how they would approach it sometimes. But that being said, when I sit down to write, it's just me and the guitar. And then all those other elements come in after. And I play around a lot with different ideas. So there's like a song on the new album called Crawl, and I got strings on it. I told her to just be really free with it. Her name's Emiko Rochelle. She's a really, really brilliant violinist. And I didn't, you know, give her any references. I just like, do whatever you feel. And so that's, I tried to just create whatever's really honest and real within ourselves. But that part of me that loves In Rainbows is like, you know, probably like subconsciously still sort of under the surface. But I definitely want it to just be whatever I feel is genuinely right for the song and resonates with me. Yeah, I definitely stray a lot from the lyric. Like Thom Yorke's lyrical style is like, I would say very, very different than mine. And I lean more like very honest and a bit more storytelling, I would say. So I definitely think I've found my own voice now for sure.
Today you look so sweet. Is it kind of senior stuff? My hands on your chest. I feel sickness there, but homeless. Your eyes take on a peculiar meaning. What happened to ending it all? So deeper in the comfort I fall.
Golda shared how her approach as a lyricist has evolved over her years making music.
So when I first started writing music, I wrote very abstract ways. And it was very like poetic, but you kind of don't know what the heck I'm saying. And then when I moved to LA, I started, you know, working with this manager who told me that I really had to focus on lyrics. And so I became sort of obsessed with lyrics for a few years. And a lot of my songs that I was writing were just like A to Z, just covered in lyrics. And, you know, I realized that the music I listen to doesn't do that, actually. Like, it's a lot more room for enjoying the music and not just lyrics. So I started to sort of bring back a little bit of that abstract nature to it. And so now when I write, I'm not trying, there's a lot of songwriting that's very like, how smart can you be with the lyrics, or how can you play on this word when, you know, how can you surprise the audience? They don't know that that's going to be the way you play on it. So I used to do a lot of that, and now I don't do any of that, or I do a lot less of it, I would say, because I just don't think that that's what makes music magical and special. Like, that's just like a head game. Now it's just, I try to just be the most honest version of myself and share my stories.
Golda explains Sidelines, a song from her Rotten EP that was first released as a single in 2021.
Yeah, so I wrote Sidelines. The initial idea, my sister and I were hanging out one night, and she was like playing something on the piano and I was playing something on my guitar. And I just sort of came up with like the main hook that was like, I've been living on the sidelines. That was another one of those moments where I felt like a presence had sort of come through or something. And I just felt that was really like, oh, that's really special. The concept behind it was when I was first writing it, I had these roommates at the time that were very cliquey, and they were part of this like indie music scene in LA, but I never felt included in it. And so the song became about like being on the sidelines of these like social scenes and not really being in them, and like about social anxiety in general. And so that's what I wanted a song to feel like in a lot of ways, like that terrible, terrible feeling when you're just not in it. And so I sent it around to like a bunch of producers, and a lot of people thought that song was going to like blow up, like be really, really big. My collaborator and one of my really close friends, John Buscema, I always send him all my songs and get his thoughts on them. He produced Sidelines, and John and I have like a really close relationship. So I was like, hey, I like this and this, but do this different. Or I would just be like, hey, you totally missed it. So he had produced it over and over again for months. And then we finally had a version we really liked. So we put it out and it did fairly well, but I don't think it blew up. But hey, you never know. I don't know. I just feel there's something so special in that song that I hope one day it will, you know, reach more ears.
Holding my tongue, I never had much to share. Always wrong, forever the window clear. Who's at fault? Don't know how to laugh, don't know how to breathe. There's everybody or something against me. Don't know how to stand without a shaking hand. Does anybody get it? I've been sitting on the sidelines, wishing I could pull me down. I've been spinning on a rewind, thought that I could turn it off. And I hate the way I run, say one word and I'll be gone. I've been sitting on the sidelines, wishing I could pull me down. Parents try, but they come from a different time. So this time, I hope I can fix the lie. Who's at fault? Don't know how to laugh, don't know how to breathe. There's everybody or something against me. Don't know how to stand without a shaking hand. Does anybody get it? I've been sitting on the sidelines, wishing I could pull me down.
Tuning in to our second episode of Northwest Orbit with Golda May, and we'll keep it going next week with one more new episode before the end of March. Until then, you can listen back to this episode and any previous artist features at our online archive at space101fm.org. For more info about Golda Mae, you can check out her music on Bandcamp or keep up with her on Instagram at itsgoldamae.